Mid-Michigan Congressman Dave Camp's decision to step down from the seat he's held for two decades has sparked a battle between different factions of the Republican Party. On primary day, the voters will likely decide which one will hold the seat. Back in March, Dave Camp joined the list of senior members of Congress from Michigan who are stepping down this year. Camp has been in Congress since 1991 and is the outgoing chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. Camp's announcement set off a scramble among potential candidates. This race has quickly turned into a contest between money and endorsements. Businessman Paul Mitchell has the money.
Paul Mitchell has created a better economy by creating opportunity, leading a workforce training company.
If you live in Midland, Saginaw, Mount Pleasant, or anywhere in between, you cannot escape Mitchell's TV ad campaign. Mitchell has spent heavily buying up local TV time, with his ads running sometimes two or three times an hour, promoting his message that he's a job creator and attacking one of his rivals for the seat, State Senator John Molinar. Mitchell has spent nearly $2 million of his own money to fund his TV ad buys. That's roughly four times what his two Republican rivals have raised for their campaigns combined. Mitchell's media blitz has not gone unnoticed by John Molinar.
The truth is, I don't have the most money. I can't personally pay for millions of dollars of TV ads, but quite frankly, I don't believe this seat is up for sale.
Molinar points to his record in government to show he knows how to get things done. Paul Mitchell may have the money, but John Molinar has the endorsements. Molinar has lined up a long list of Republican politicians to support his candidacy, including outgoing Congressman Dave Camp. But it's that backing by the Republican Party establishment that irks fellow GOP candidate, software consultant Peter Konecny. He's especially unhappy with Camp's backing of Molinar.
He's handpicked a successor, and it's John, and John is his friend and whatever, but John has his staff, John has his donors, John has everything else, and he's, you know, theoretically the appointed one to take the seat.
Konecny says he wants to shake things up in Washington. He wants to shrink the size of the federal government, turning over much of the work it does to the states. John Kaczynski is the director of the Center for Public Policy and Service at Saginaw Valley State University. He says on the issues, there's not much that separates the three candidates. Kaczynski says Molinar, Mitchell, and Konecny spend much of their time campaigning on the same side of the same issues.
It seems like they all get stuck on the same record, but I think they have to in this environment when you look at a Republican primary that's taking place in the middle of summer, and you're probably going to get about, if you're lucky, 25% turnout of your registered voters in a three-way primary race. And in Michigan, because it only takes majority rather than plurality, somebody could win with less than 50% of the vote.
Kaczynski says the three GOP candidates are mainly distinguished by which wings of the Republican Party they represent. Molinar is perceived as representing the mainstream, Mitchell the Tea Party, Konecny the Libertarian. Kaczynski says the polls show the race is really between Paul Mitchell and John Molinar, though he says Konecny may prove to be a spoiler by potentially siphoning off enough votes from Mitchell to decide the election. There is a Democratic candidate in the race, but Kaczynski says Democrat Jeff Holmes has little chance of winning in November in this heavily weighted Republican district. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.